As a TGC listener, we know you care deeply about sharing the good news of the gospel to the ends of the earth. And as chaos, coercion, and conflict increase around the globe, many believers find themselves searching for hope, longing for clarity, looking for meaning, and desperate for peace. Maybe you feel this way too. You're not alone. In a world marked by conflict, one thing brings ultimate peace: the gospel of Jesus Christ. Together, we can help usher in this peace around the globe through translation projects or convening networks in places like Kenya, India, and China. TGC's international work exists to give as many people as possible access to gospel-centered resources in their native tongues. And we need your help. Will you join us in helping to spread this gospel of peace throughout our confused and chaotic world? Today, we invite you to partner with TGC to strengthen the global church and equip believers to be effective ministers of the gospel wherever they live. With the support of generous Christians like you, we can continue providing trusted and timely resources to Christians and non-Christians searching for answers in their languages. Visit tgc.org/peace today to help bring the peace of the gospel to some of the hardest to reach parts of the world. That's tgc.org/peace.
May 22, Numbers 31, Psalms 75 and 76, Isaiah 23, 1 John 1. One of the most important functions of corporate worship is recital, that is, a retelling of the wonderful things that God has done. Hence, Psalm 78, verses 2 through 4. I will utter hidden things, things from of old, what we have heard and known, what our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power, and the wonders He has done. Similarly, if more briefly, Psalm 75, verse 1. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks, for your name is near. Men tell of your wonderful deeds. In fact, the New English Bible is a little closer to the Hebrew. Thy name is brought very near to us in the story of thy wonderful deeds. God's name is part of his gracious self-disclosure. It's a revelation of who he is, Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, and chapter 34, verses 5 through 7 and 14. God's name, then, is brought very near us in the story of his wonderful deeds. That is, who God is disclosed in the accounts of what he has done. Thus, the recital of what God has done is a means of grace to bring God near to his people. Believers who spend no time reviewing and pondering in their minds what God has done, whether they are alone and reading their Bibles or joining with other believers in corporate adoration, should not be surprised if they rarely sense that God is near. The emphasis this psalm makes regarding God is that he is the sovereign disposer, the disposer supreme, as one commentator puts it. It's wonderfully stabilizing to us to rest in such a God. He declares, I choose the appointed time. It is I who judge uprightly. Verse 2. It's hard to imagine a category more suggestive of God's firm control than the appointed time. Yet mere control without justice would be fatalism. This God, however, not only sets the appointed times, but judges uprightly. Verse 2. Further, in this broken world, there are cataclysmic events that seem to threaten the entire social order. Elsewhere, David ponders, when the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? Verse 3. But here we are reassured, for God himself declares, when the earth and all its people quake, it is I who hold its pillars firm. Verse 3. So the arrogant who may think themselves to be pillars of a society are duly warned. Boast no more. Verse 4. To the wicked God says, do not lift your horns against heaven like a ram tossing its head about in bold confidence. Do not speak with outstretched neck. Verse 5. Retell God's wonderful deeds and bring near his name.